כן, עד שרמח.
שורד סקסוב
עושה. אז נעני. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Gir shit back. Kisula nisei su yama revi'i. Yamano yama chamishi. Hermione v'shadlas gote dinam yoshin v'ayara yom sheni yama chamishi. In hayelo kana kisulim hayamashkin adesim. Okay, in the Mishnah we pointed out we have a takona midra banan. That's how Rashi begins. Kisula nisei su yama revi'i takonas chachamim hi. You have a takona midra banan. Of a specific day that a Basula should get married, Yom Rabi'i. And this takana is based on three assumptions, two of which are mentioned in the Mishnah, and one of which is left for the Gemara to fill in, and we'll see exactly on what level that third condition exists. Condition number one, in order for, once again, this takana is built on three assumptions. What's assumption number one in order to have this takana? Now start. Why do you have to get to this? We have a chash. We don't want people to live b'Yisr. That if this woman was Mizana, then it would be awesome for her husband to live with her at Me'ev V'Esrim. We don't want to create a situation where a couple will be living b'Yisr at Me'ev V'Esrim. So therefore, we want the husband, if there's a problem, while he's still roteach, while he's still all agitated, we want him to be able to get to a visit. So that's A. You know, we have this chash, and even though we'll see in the Gemara what kind of chash is this, is it chaseika, sveikseika, etc., but the Gemara takes this chash seriously. So we want this ability of mashkim lebezdin. We don't want to have a situation of Yisr. A. B. What else do you require in order to be able to set the takana? Now, Yoni, what you wanted to say, if you're in mashkim lebezdin, so when does Bezdin sit? So we have the takana of Ezra, that Bezdin sits Mondays and Thursdays, so we need a wedding that would be close to one of those two times. So l'chora, the wedding could either be on Sunday or on Wednesday. Why did they choose Wednesday as opposed to Sunday? Shaktu. Yeah, Shaktu is not in the Mishnah. What's the makar of Shaktu that we have from Daf Beis Amud Aleph? What's the earliest that we find it? Shmuel. We have an Amora, Shmuel, filling in the Mishnah. It's a classic, you know, you have a Mishnah, and then you have an Amora who wants to explain the Mishnah with the factor. Why should the Mishnah bring in the first two assumptions on the page and leave out the third assumption? So also, if you have a chair that has three legs, why only mention two of those three legs in the Mishnah? You just mentioned the chair. And the Mishnah could have simply said, Basula Nisal Silam Haravi, period. Then the Gemara could start it off. Armar Shmuel, why is this? Because A, B, C. But why should the Mishnah mention two out of the three legs? Who is bothered by that problem? Who is bothered why the Mishnah only lists two out of the three?
The Gemara.
No. The Gemara doesn't deal with it. The Gemara simply fills in. But why should the Gemara have to fill in one and not have to fill in the other two? The Rishonim are bothered by it. You have the Ran, the Falach and Manal, we saw. When we learned the Mishnah, I sent you to the Ran. The Ran was bothered. Makshu Hacha, that everyone asks over here, why was Shaktu left out of the Mishnah? I think that's the question we'll come to. It's a very important question in terms of the relationship between Shaktu and Yashkim Lebezdin. But we have three assumptions. Two of them are in the Mishnah, the third we get from Shmuel. With this background, I want to get back into Ksuvus. Now let's move over to the Gimel Amud Aleph. In the whole of Elul, we learned the whole blood and a half. Great. Okay, so then we get back to the Gimel Amud Aleph. And here's where the Gemara takes off. Bakasha, Goodman. I know that I'm leaving off in the middle of a braisa, and really it's very not proper to do such things. Kol psukei delo pasuk Moshe and amla pasuk Kinan. But for our purposes, to continue the Braisa, it would be very, very confusing. Okay, so let's just see what the Gemara over here, what this part of the Gemara, added in to our understanding of the Mishnah. What was Mechudesh over here in the Sugya? Tell me, what was Mechudesh over here in the Sugya? What did you learn that you didn't know before? And from the Mishnah we saw there was Takana based on 1, 2, 3 assumptions. What is being added in over here? Yeah?
Any of those assumptions change, so also your day might change.
Something very, very chashuv. Normally, we have rules of takanot. That kevan sheitzkan itzkan, when you have a takana, you have a takana. In order to be able to change the takana, you require a bezdin, shagadol, v'chachma, v'minyan, etc. Over here, we find one of those exceptional takanot, that when the tam of the takana falls off, or at least part of the tam falls off, the takana also falls off. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. That's the finish of the Gemara. These are the exceptional cases. These are the ones that Tosaf talks about. These are the cases of we were in the Sefer Beitza. So which is takana? So we have similar to this, that when the reason fell off, the takana fell off.
My
Megulim, perhaps my Achronim. Right? That we have these unusual situations. When the reason falls off, the takana may fall off. So over here, when which assumption falls off, what happens to the takana? Right, we're dealing when the takana of Ezra does not exist, right? When there's no longer a takana of Ezra, i'ika bate dinu k'vulim ha'idna k'kodem takana Ezra, then the whole takana falls off. Then it's irrelevant what day a woman gets married. A woman may ika didn't get married any day. In order that we shouldn't have over here a stira to the rule of requiring a bez in God of the Chachma of Inyan to override a takana, what does the Ritzvah say? How does he understand the nature of this takana, Hillel?
Maybe he's put into the original takana when it's not applicable.
Right. We have over here a Tanai Kodem Lamasa. That's what the Ritzvah points out. Gimel Mad Aleph. Perush, Dirasu Iika. Perush, Hakamashmalan, Afa Gavin Gavash with Minyan. Sarah Minyan Akar Lahatiro. And this Minyan Akar has to be God of Chacham of the Minyan. Shiny Hapa, the Meikara, Fisha Nishnes, Mishna Seino, Aldas Kain Mishnes, the Chiika, Bate Dinim, the Kfu and Bechol Yom, the Lahadir Dina, Kid the Meikara. And this would partially answer the question, why did the Mishnah mention certain reasons? There would be three assumptions. Why should the Mishnah mention 2 out of 3 assumptions? Why mention any assumptions? The answer is, if the Mishnah simply would have said the Suwa Nisesu Yom Revi, so Kevan Dizkan Iskan. But the Mishnah says, Sheh, in other words, the Mishnah continues with the statement, Sheh, Pamayim, the Shabbos, the Tidim Yotim Bayaros, this is a Tanai Kodem Lamaseh. Under the conditions of Ezra, then we have the Suwa Nisesu Yom Revi. If we wouldn't have these conditions of Ezra, Vesim V'Yoshev B'chol Yom, then in Achinami, the Takana would fall off. We say when you have a tam which is built into the takana, this is the way that Chazal formulated the takana. So when the tam falls off, then the takana can fall off as well. Point number one, very, very proper point. Point number two, what else do we see in this Gemara? What else do we see? Yes.
Also, the other exception, the shabbat. So if you have any question about the other days, so then also
they
get married on Sunday.
Okay, this Gemara relates to the inexplicit part of the Mishnah. So that which is not stated, the Shakti, which is underlying the Mishnah, that up to now we saw as a statement of Shmuel, here the Gemara upgrades Shakti. What is the Makar of Shakti? A Braisa. Okay, Shakti, Rashi points out, that we upgrade Shaktu to the level of a Braisa, namely that this is Baruch. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had this in mind when he wrote the Mishnah, but again, we don't know why, but he left it out of the Mishnah, even though he knew of the din of Shaktu. It was a Braisa, A. And B, as Yoni points out, that Shaktu can be, is somewhat gamish, that it's elastic. Namely, as opposed to the classic formulation of Shaktu, that you have three mechol it's followed consecutively one upon the other that allow for the individual to prepare the Suda properly. What can substitute for that? Triyah. I mean, if a person is going to put in on a Sunday 3 days work of work, the triyachle, he'll really put in the 3 days of the hachana on Sunday. And with that, which he would have done Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he'll put it all in on Sunday. That's also fine. Triyachle can substitute for the 3 days. And we have within the brayis the shaftu that. That can be substituted with a triyachloi. Isha nisayt b'chol yom. She can even get married on Sunday night. If we have a triyachloi, instead of the person sleeping 8 hours on Motzei Shabbos, they'll put in those 8 hours of sleep in the hours of Bitoreya, and they'll be Torah all the day, and they'll bring another Poalim, etc. Triyachloi can substitute for the 72 hours of normal work. Yeah? Where do you see that in Rashi? Okay, in other words, that he did what he could have done. Fine. In Torah Kufnei HaShabbos V'tikei, in Torah HaSuda, Tantra V'echa V'Shabbos, fine. In other words, that it could be that the Triyachla, you're correct, maybe that simply the lack of the requirement of the consecutive days. We can have Thursday, Friday, Sunday instead of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's the condition of Triyachla. Or, Mechoza, that's still, in other words, you're correct, Rashi does say that. Or I would take even one step further, perhaps, and say that the triyachloi can be in terms of quality that can substitute over here for the quantity. Okay, but we'll see what the difference may be in a little while. That's what we have over here in the Gemara. Yes. Okay, so here we come to a very, very basic question, and that is, what does it mean to say Shabdu Chachamim L'Takanas Benos Yisrael? What is this Din of Shabdu? What are we referring over here? In what way are we metaking Benos Yisrael via this process of Shkiva? No? So what would you say? How do you understand the Din of Shabdu? Rabbi Bleich over here gave us a direction, and that we're talking over here about Kavod of Benos Yisrael, that we want them to be on a certain pedestal, right, Jewish American princess, we want them to be on a certain pedestal, and in order to create that framework, to give them their proper status in society, we force the husband to prepare for the Suda in a certain manner. Can you bring me a raya to that approach, that's what Shaftu means? That Shaftu relates to the Kavod of the a certain status. We'll come to that. It's a good point. That is more problematic than it's going to help. We'll come to that. Yeah. Again, you're dealing over here with. Do we have Gemara dealing with the phrase shaktu? That the phrase shaktu relates to kavod. That shaktu means kavod. In a different context. Here we're dealing with Shaktu by the Sulos. Is there another din of Shaktu? By the Almana, right. The Gemara Dafei Amar Aleph. The Gemara Dafei Amar Aleph has the Shaktu by the Almana. Shaktu Chachamim al Takonas Benos Yisrael, she is Sameach Ima Shloshe Yamim, Chamishi Erev Shabbos V'Shabbos. So we want to give the Almana a sense that even though this is a second time around, but that this is considered to be a real marriage with the din of simcha, etc. We want to give her the proper kavod. We want to give her the proper respect. So just as by the almana, the respect is created by 3 days of simcha, here by the besula, the respect is created by the 3 days of hachana. And Rashi points out that in terms of the besula, we don't need a takana shaktu for simcha, because we have shiva simei nishta. By the almana, we don't have shiva simei nishta, so we need a takana. However, why am I, you know, this saying the name of Rabbi Bleich? How did the Rishonim learn Shaktu? Did the Rishonim learn Shaktu like Rabbi Bleich? That which we have black on white in the Rishonim. No. That's the Tzuritva, on the Gimel, it's the Shita, the Fei. How did the Rishonim learn Shaktu? Let's read to you. A number of places. I couldn't, I mean, I agree with Rav Lech, that certainly is a valid approach. I couldn't find a black on white in the Rishonim, but what we do find black on white in the Rishonim, you look in the Ritzvot on that days, Achshel Sheshaninu Shachdu. I'm sorry. Shachdu Chachamim Al Takanas Benayis Yisrael Sheyetareach Besuga. I'm reading the Ritzvot on that days. Days Amid Aleph. Perush. What is Shachdu? V'yesh bazeh takanos benos Yisrael shelo yaviv aleha v'ta'anas v'sulim she'en adam tereach v'suda kokach b'chvi. Again, I'll read it again. Perush. V'yesh bazeh, in this tircha v'suda, takanos benos Yisrael, what's takanos benos Yisrael? Shelo yaviv aleha v'ta'anas v'sulim she'en adam tereach v'suda kokach b'chvi. So how does the Ritva understand Takanas Benos Yisrael? Right, in other words, that self, if a person doesn't like his wife, then the straight way of dealing with it is with a gift. But again, there's a process, there's a marriage counseling, v'chulei. So the husband theoretically would have another option. It would be ma'alil on her. He will simply tell a story that she was a zona, that she was mezana, and in that way, mekach tolus, and she's aser and gamarnu. And you don't get a get in such a situation. In other words, Bezdin would just throw her out. Maybe the living killer. In other words, but that's one way of getting rid of her. So in order to prevent such an option, that the husband should capriciously, if he decides, after one night, that this isn't the woman he wants to marry, in order to prevent such an option, we have the Tareach Desuda. Ein adam Tareach Desuda umafsida. That we assume that since he knows that there's going to be a big expense, and a lot of time which is going to be spent in terms of this marriage, he'll investigate a little before he gets married there. That's the Takana. That's Shaftu Chamim HaTakonas Benos Yisrael. So we have over here two totally different studies of Shaftu. One is that the Shaftu of Besula is like the Shaftu of Almana. It's a question of Kavod. And the other is that we're dealing over here with the Shaftu, which is to prevent an individual from coming with an Alila Shaf. And that's why, if the individual comes and says, Petach Pesuach Matzasi, we believe him. Not to tell him that we should believe him. Self-kosof, it's a Taina. In other words, what Nemas is there? The Taina of Chazaka. Chazaka, ein adam tareach besuda mafsida. So he wouldn't have come with such a taina unless he was certain of it 1,000%. That's the way the Gemara learns on that later on, about citing the Pesach. Now we have over here a chazaka, ein adam tareach besuda mafsida. And that's a takana to Nas Yisrael, to prevent a taina shav, to prevent a taina sheker, to prevent a woman from being embarrassed when it's no fault of her own, yes?
To understand the Gemara. So the Triachlei, in one hand, the Triachlei will create the Kavod, and the Triachlei will create the Chazaka, Benanam Tariach Desuda, Umafsida. But Yitachayim, that there will be Nachkaminas between these two approaches on other matters. Okay, so we have over here, just keep in mind that there are two ways of understanding Shavka. Okay. So now, what we're left with in this Gemara are basically a number of questions. Some of them are purely factual, and some of them are very tremendous nachminus of lemaisa. The purely factual question is simply, what was the takana of Ezra? And that's one that if we have a situation where Ezra was sitting every day, Matitom Ezra should come about and be makalto this wonderful situation where you have the ability to go to Ezra every day and be matamse mid to 2 days. What kind of takana is that? It appears not to be a takana, it appears to be a kilkul as opposed to a takana. That's technical quote, number one. However, and we'll deal with it, you know, we'll recall what Rishonim say. However, we have a number of halach lamaisa issues. The din of Triachlei.
that the Gemara brings in, it brings it in within the post-Ezra period. Right? Ha'idna, Kekonim Kekonas Ezra, that if we have Batei Din Kvuim B'chol Yom, then we have the ability of moving the day here to there by substituting Tarach Lei for the Shabbat. Instead of having Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we can have Thursday, Friday, Sunday, we can have a Super Sunday, and there are other ways of getting around it. Does that also apply to the time of Ezra? Time of Ezra itself, could a husband to say, I'd rather take the track of Tarach Lei? I don't want my wife to get married on Wednesday night. We have tickets to go to the ball game Wednesday night. I want to get married on Tuesday night. And I'll be Toreach. You know, don't worry, I'll be Toreach. I'll put in my time. Put in Friday, Sunday, Monday. Be Toreach properly. Is that an option in the time of Ezra? Question number one. Question number two, what if the husband tells the wife, in other words, two of them agree that they want a wedding without kirkah. They want to save the money to buy a car, and all the money he was going to put into the suda, they're going to buy a car. Right? Can she be mochelet? Right, that's the second question. Third question is what exactly is the relationship between, this is a little broader question, between shaktu and shema yashkin levesdin? So we're talking over here, we mentioned that there are three reasons, there are three factors that go into creating the takana of the Mishnah. One of them is a fact, that you have the takana to Ezra. The other two are reasons, Shema Yashkim Levesdin and Shaktu. Are these reasons on the same plane? Is one of them an Iker and one of them a Tafel? And which is Iker and which is a Tafel? And finally, this will be a very, very practical question. When the Gemara seems to say that Ha'inna, that nowadays the takana to Ezra has fallen off, that Miskatan and B'chol Yom, does Friday come under that din of Kol Yom? Can you get married on Friday? Those are basically the questions that are dealt with by the Rishonim. If you have any other questions that you saw that are dealt with, I'll be happy to deal with them as well. But those are the questions that I saw. And the question, and then you have a question, are the answers to these questions related one to the other? In other words, do we have over here perhaps two overviews of Shaktu where we're going to come out that this would be Lishitasa, this would be Shitasa, etc. Or do we have over here simply five or six different areas of questions that we'll deal with each of them as an individual question? Okay. So let's take the question which L'cha'ora is really the question of fact. And that is exactly what was Ezra Mitake. So what are your options over here, Binyamin? What was Ezra Mitake? That's who's Teretz? The Ri, right? The Ri in Tosfos, the second Teretz, the Ri, Tirei, Shalayu, Kvum, Tchila, Elav, Yir, Achas, that on one hand, you had the Beis Din sitting every day. On the other hand, it was very inconvenient for the people who were in the Ayarot, in the Kfarim, etc. It was only in the ear, not in the outskirts. The Ezra Tikein, V'chol, Yir, V'yir, the Beis, V'he. No one said that the question. The question is, did he change what went on in the big city? That's unclear. But in the Kol Ir V'Ir, he added a Beis V'Hei that didn't exist at all. There was a vacuum, and he brought in a Beis V'Hei in Kol Ir V'Ir. What is the more classic Teretz of most of the Rishonim? Right. They were on call. In other words, they didn't sit every day, they were available every day. Who preceded Rabbeinu Tam on this? On the Daf? There's only one other Rishon on the Daf. Rashi. Shebat adinim kvuim b'chol yom, klomar. Shekviyus kol hayom en shaveh. And with the moment Rashi says Klomar, he anticipated the Rebbe Tam's question. If they were already Kavua every day, then what kind of tikkun do we have of Ezra of limiting it to 2 days? Now, Kavuim B'chol Yom Klomar. It doesn't mean Kavuim B'chol Yom. It means Shekvi is Kol Yom Shava, that they were, that you had equal opportunities all the days. However, there was not the classic Kvius. Ezra set up a Kvius. Before then, there was not a Kvius, there was only a Klomar. There was only the ability
to get to a Beis Din, but without the Kviyas. Kviyas Kav Yom Shabbat. So Lachora, Rabbi Natan is simply being mefarish what Rashi said. We have Rabbi Natan and Rashi, and we have the Reed. Okay, fine. That is, that's a question of history. However, we pointed out that Lachora, we have over here a number of very basic questions that deal with Halacha Maisa. And the first of these is, what about the Din of Tarach Leh in the time of the Mishnah? In Takanas Ezra, Besuvim, Nisayi Yomar Revi, did a husband have an option of Triach Leh, of moving the Chasana to a different day via Triach Leh? Who deals with this question? The Ran dealt with it. Back on the Ran of the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. It was in the earlier Mar Makamas before Pesach, before Sukkis, Sukkis. Right, that the Ran on the Aleph Mar Aleph, on the third wide line, asked the question that we asked earlier. Why does the Mishnah Makshu Hakla Kiheki the Tana Tana Hai Taima Lumiyute Shar Yonim? Time of the Shaktu. Once already we have the Shema Yashkim Lebezim Tachana of Ezra to get it to a day. We chose to mention Shaktu, the Mute Echad the Shabbos, the Yisra Gemara. So he brings one Teretz that he rejects, and then he brings his own Teretz. Where does he bring his own Teretz? The Fikach Nirali. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. That fourth word on the line. Right above where it has the parentheses of Dr. Kimon Adays, Rafikap Nirali, the Tana Mistayim Le Stume Lahane Taima. The Tana hid the reason of Shaktu. Kihechi de lo lesi vilizulze de takanta, in order that people not take advantage of the reason of Shaktu, Dumya de Maida Minam Paragimel de Nadarim, Tana Mistayim Le Stume Kadesh Lo Yinadu Kalus Rosh Bin Nadarim. The At Darshis the Pirka, and when it said the Tana on purpose hid the reason, and you're going to be Dorish this reason publicly. The Hainu Taima, the Im Farsimis Nilsa Havituva the Nasve Biechad B'Shabbos. People like to get married on Sundays, right? There's, if it's a day off, it's a good day to get married. Vishum, and they'll say the Triyachuhu. Right? In other words, that people will simply say, I know that Chazal said I should get married on Wednesday, but that's because of Shaktu. So I'll have a Shaktu already on Sunday. So that's the reason the Mishnah left it out, in order that people not go ahead and take advantage of that option. Let's skip a little bit. Excuse me? So why not? Because he continues, just skip the next few words, because we'll talk about it a little later. Uman Dechazi, someone who will see this couple getting married on Sunday, Lo Yada de Mishim Hachihu. He won't realize it's because of the Tircha. He thinks he has two options, either Wednesday or Sunday. Well, Riflik Bein Echad B'Shabbat Revi'i B'Shabbat Chal. Uma'akra Takanta D'Rabbanan L'Gamrei. And it's not as though you'll have a Takana with an exception, it'll be okay the Takana totally. V'chein Aname, that moves over to the case of the Almana. U'mishim Hachi Tani Tana B'Hedya Dina. U'mistayim Lei Ta'amayu. And so according to the Ran, could a person take advantage of Shaktu in the time of the Mishnah? Could he take advantage of Triach Leh? He could. And that's why the Mishnah hid it, that he shouldn't. And according to the Ran, if a person were to be a Talmud Chacham, he'd learn the Gemara, then he could say, hey, just a minute, I have this option of Triach Leh, I'd rather get married on Sunday. But if we're going to at least limit it to Talmidei Chacham, Meila. But if we put it into the Mishnah, it wouldn't only be a Talmud Chacham. Every time Dick and Harry would go ahead and get married on Sunday, and then the whole Takana would fall off, and there would be a Zilzul in the Takana. That's the Ran's line of reasoning. Namely, that the option exists, but Chazal tried to limit that option by hiding the motivating factor, by hiding the mechanism with which that change can be made. Look in the Rashash, what the Ran says as a Dover Pashut, the Rashash raises as an issue. In the Rashash over here, an hour onward, on the Fium Amud Aleph. The second Rashash on the Fium Amud Aleph, it has the abbreviation Bet Samach Pei Ayin, and Besofa Amud.
Rashi, the sofa of with Yiramasa, the tree of play, talks of the Echad of Shabbos. Licha Ora, says the Rashash. Have it? Af la achar takonas Ezra, bitara, yuchol akonsa, the Echad of Shabbos. Licha Ora, Alpi Svara, the Ran is correct, that if the Gemara says that Tircha can substitute for Shabdu, so even within, the achar takonas Ezra means within the period of Tekanas Ezra, you should be able to get married and echad b'Shabbos with the Torah. However, ulai hecha deikach shash dekure daita v'hutzruchu letaken yom kavua b'shvila ubacharu b'yom dala dafka mishum shaktu lo chilku bein Torah lo Torah. The Rashash raises in ulai, perhaps once Chazal set their Tekanah yom dalad, then Torah would no longer be an option. V'chein mashma midavot ka'amar lo shna be'echad b'Shabbos lo ela b'dlo Torah v'chei mashma mimas nisin v'lo nokta ta'am b'shokdu b'chdei shelo nite lomar dim Torah yuchal l'knos be'echad b'Shabbos. The Rashash is medayik in the silence of the Mishnah punt fakert of the Rav. The Ran says, why did the Mishnah not mention Torah, that people not take advantage of it? Says the Rashash, maybe the reason the Mishnah didn't mention Shaktu was in order that was because people are not allowed to take advantage. Not that we don't want to take advantage, but they're not allowed to take advantage of the Shaktu, that Torah would not be an option. It's the opposite conclusion, the same silence in the Mishnah, but the opposite conclusion. So we have over here what the Ran takes for granted, the Rashash says, not so partial. Maybe Lopchuk, once Chazal made their takana of Yom Revi'i, then it's irrelevant, Torah, lo Torah, people have no option but to get married on Yom Revi'i, and that's why the Mishnah didn't mention Shaktu. Now, Ein Kol Chalosh Tachas HaShemesh, if you look in the Shita, and Gimel, an hour Sugya, the Shita says that this question is a Machlokes Rishonim. It's not a suffix of the Rashash, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. We'll come to that. It could be yes, could be no. Let's take each of these separately, then we'll see if we pull them all together. It's different prints. Dibur Hamas, Chio. Havi Inan Shaktu. So, he says as follows: Hakasivna leel de Lashitas Rashi dafka hecha deleka takanas Ezra, but rather isha nisis bechol yom huda min the chitarach le nisis bechol yom. Aval hecha deika takanas Ezra, vein isha nisis elu liyom shemachrasa beizdin the chashina kurei daita, ein isha nisis ela bedalad to takana kvua shanukan. Takana kvua shanukan, and he calls it Ritzvah and Yivamos, kol midos chachamim kachem, lo lachlok gzeroseim o takanoseim, di ilo lo kayim eklal. Im ata machalik bahem, nisparda hachavila. Even if you have a takana that was made for a reason, and lachor you could say, like Shlomo HaMelech, I'll know the reason and I'll be able to keep my yirat shamayim, doesn't go that way. Halchi isa bakama duchte, hilkach. Ima ta omer kinase viechad b'shabas hechad atriachla af imi nasu b'sharyam and v'loyachu shuluch shasha d'kikurei daita, then we don't allow it. V'chamadat became yisodo shel harag v'lo kavase. In other words, that the l'didei, according to the Ran, hechad atriachla b'chol zman she'isha niseis b'chol yom afiru l'bosa takanas Ezra. And as we saw in the Ran Daf Aleph, that even time of takanas Ezra, if a person would be talmud chacham and he would know of this option of tircha, he could use it. Umikomachom l'das rashizal haynu dafka kodem takanas Ezra. And it's according to the Shita, this is machlokes between the Ran and Rashi. Where do you see this in Rashi? He says v'zehu shekasav Rashi b'tzriach lei im tarach be'echad b'shabbos o b'sheni b'shabbos. Why did Rashi have to give two examples of echad b'shabbos or sheni b'shabbos? Perush, the hachisim harav zal o b'sheni b'shabbos lomar the kevan the boy nasa b'sheni b'shabbos Left of Shimon Kuvei Daita, the but they didn't kuvu in b'chol yom. Mishum Hachi Echad the Torah played Nach Nachsa v'Echad b'Shabbos. When you have an option of Sheni b'Shabbos, then you have an option of Echad b'Shabbos. Namely, in a time when there's no Takanas Ezra, then we have this din of Tircha. Aval the Achar Takanas Ezra during the time of Takanas Ezra, v'lo Matzi Nosiv b'Sheni b'Shabbos. Who had been the Shar Yamim, the like of Machraso Bezdin, Iklamechash, Afo Yichnos, the Echo Bishavas, Afu Hefa the Tricha. And so that which the Rashash raises as an option, according to the Shita, that's the Shita of Rashi. So we have over here, just bottom line, according to, we have Machlokis Rishonim, as to whether in the time of Ezra, Triachle could substitute for Yom Rabi. According to the Ran, why not? After all, via Triachla, you have Shaktu. And so if it works post Takanas Ezra, why shouldn't it work during Takanas Ezra? However, according to the Havanin, according to the Ulay of the Rashash, according to the Shita, and according to the Diuk and Rashi, nothing doing. Only post Takanas Ezra, only when there's no longer a Takanas Ezra, then we allow Torah the substitute. When we have a Takanas Ezra, we don't allow it. Yes? We mentioned already, we mentioned earlier in this year, we mentioned that we're dealing with this takana as a classic takana. We saw that it was a takana made al Sinai. It's a takana that only applies during the period of time that Ezra's kviya of Sheni v'Chamishi exists. Otherwise, the takana itself falls off. But the question over here is, how do we understand the balance between Tarachle and Shaktu within the takana? And we'll see that it may be totally, I would rather not be totally in the nature of the Takana, but rather maybe in a different factor into the nature of Shaktu. So that's one Nakuda. Okay. Second Nakuda, we ask the question, what about Mechila? Is Mechila Shayach in the world of Shaktu? Can a woman be Mochelat on Shaktu? No, what did you see? Can a woman be Mochelat on Shaktu? Firstly, is there only one opinion, or there are two opinions? And then we'll see who says what. Or, what did you see? Is there an option of Mechila or not an option of Mechila? Can a woman say, I don't need Shaktu, I don't want my husband to be Koreach, it's fine. You know, we want a small wedding, family oriented, yeah? In other words, the Ran quotes the Rimagash. Yes, the Ran quotes the Rimagash. And parallel to that, the Rosh quotes Rebbeinu Ephraim. Both of whom say that what? That when the wife's family insists on the Shaktu, then
yes,
then Kofik. Mashma, that. Mashma, I mean, so what's the Mashma? Yes. That if the wife family doesn't insist, then we're Mocha, right? In other words, that from the Rimigash, and from Rebbeinu Ephraim, that the fact is that we are kofa the husband when the wife's family insists. The mashmos is if the wife's family doesn't insist, then we're not kofa the husband. And there is a thing of machiva. Right? That's the chora, a very, very proper view. I agree with you 100%. What I mentioned earlier to Avraham is that the raya that the two of them bring is a strange raya. What's the raya they bring that kofin? You know, what raya do they bring? Ole imo v'lo redes imo, right? That he has a chiyuv to keep her on a certain plate. That's dealing with sherek sutva ona in general. That's dealing with how many avodim they have to bring into the house and what level of food does he have to give her, etc. Why have, you know, it's like overkill. What could the Rebbe, what could Rebbeinu Ephraim and the Rebbeinu Gash simply have said, why would we have kofid? Because you have a takana. You have a takana through a kofa and a takana. I mean, you know, if the woman insists, I want this takana, the woman's family insists, this takana has to go. That's for another reason. Why do you have to bring in something from Sher Sutton in general onto a takana of Shaktu? If we have takana of Chazal,
Taktas were kofan, takanas of chazal. That's the power of chazal. If not, you know, what kind of takana is it if we can't be kofan and takana? Very strange. I have no answer. When Avukas Stig learned the sugya, he just raised his hands. When he just left it to Sarafinan, why they have to bring in the concept of ola imo, venu yoredes imo. But this is the rule. Generally, when you have a takana that was made for someone's benefit, the individual in whose benefit it was made has the right of being mochal takana. Come of the Uriah. That when we have a takana made in someone's benefit, they have the right of being mochel on the takana. By mizonos. No, don't be talking about mizonos. We have a rule in Chazal that when the Chazal were attacking for an isha mizonos tachas maaseh yadeha, because their assumption is that this would be better for the woman. Generally, her maaseh yadayim would be less than her mizonos, so she could say eini mizonet ve'eini osa. No thanks. I'm a vice president of a bank. I'd rather keep my own income to get mizonos from my husband than he should be a joint signatory or he should go into his bank account. Any mizonos, any osa? Again, we have a takana that was made for her benefit. She says, I don't want this takana. I'm mochel on the takana. She has a right to be mochel on the takana made for her benefit. Here, shaktu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael. So lechora, she says, you're doing this for me. I'm mochel. Anyway, that's fine. Who disagrees? I mean, again, we saw that the Rimigash and the Rabbeinu Ephraim say a woman can be mochelet. Who disagrees? Who say a woman cannot be mochelet? The Ritva and the Rashba. Right? Ritva and the Rashba. The Ritva is an our sugya in the Gimel. Mashain came bazo, he takonas knows Israel, Apo Pishahim Ochelet, Anan Lomachlinan. Apo Pishahim Ochelet, Anan Lomachlinan. And that's why when the Gemara David asked whether a woman get married on Sunday, and they asked, what about Shaktu? As Farkin in the Tarakh, Lo Farkin and Gondo Amra Lo Ichpatli. The Gemara didn't give this as a Nukimta, because it's not a Nukimta. The Rashba says it in a much more strict manner on the Mishnah. Umistabra daftivu machlahi al takanta zo vo amri yeshit kodas hachomim eino ma'alela af agav yikar takanta mishum takanta nigdit kena. Generally, when something is done for her, she has the right of saying, I don't want it. Kedemashim em yedam reshoktu al takanas kodas Yisrael mikwa makam kevan she nitkena nitkena. Kevan she nitkena, nitkena. That's a, we have a takana. There's no one over here from Philo, yes?
Is this the Ritvoshi Tasso? Because she doesn't really learn Shaktu as it was nitkena was made God for her.
So over here, now let's try and perhaps and link Shito. Perhaps. Right, so we have over here three machlokot. We have one machloket in terms of whether women can be mochelet on Shaktu or not. Machlokas number one. On one hand, we have the Rinagash and the Rabbeinu Ephraim with Macha that women can be mochelet. That only if your family insists on Kofit, Mashmah, if there's no insisting, she can be mochelet. Mashaykin, we have the Ritzva and the Rashva who says she can be mochelet. We have a question as to whether Tircha can substitute for Shaktu in the time of Takanas Ezra. That's a second question. And then we have a question as to what is the basis of Shaktu. Is the basis of Shaktu a question of Ma'amad, of Kavod, of a certain standing for a Jewish woman? Or is the nature of Shaktu in terms of preventing an Alila Shav? The nature of Shaktu in terms of
preventing creating a chazaka that ain't on the Torah Yisuda umafsida. Is there a relationship between these machlokot? Or could there be a relationship between these machlokot? Yeah.
If you say it's for Alila, then we don't want it to be Mocholet, because objectively you want that invention and the creation of Shemar Shalom Bayis. But if it's just for a couple, then you can say, you know what, I'm Mocholet.
I think you're correct, perhaps. I just say, you can say maybe perhaps it's a little sharper. What? If we're, when we speak about Shalom Chamam al Takonas Benos Yisrael, you disgrace Takonas Benos Yisrael. The word Benos Yisrael as opposed to Bas Yisrael, perhaps. Okay. And we said. Okay. So, in other words, generally we have a rule that when you have a takwana which is made for an individual, if that individual is mochel, why not? In other words, something is made to my benefit. So I'm saying mavater. I don't, you know. Thank you very much, Chazal, for thinking about me. But I have my own kashbonas. My thinking, when you have a takana for a klal, it's a thing that even though it may not be something that I need, but I have no alternative but be part of the klal. So if we're dealing over here with the takana shelo ratzu lateitu lebaal lahaliyo al ishto, and they want to create a chazaka in the toriyah pesuda mafsida, it's a thing that we view that more as a takana for the klal. The result of a takana for a klal would be that we would not allow for a substitute in a time of takana Ezra, that we want to keep the klal of Yom Rabi, that we want to keep the klal to prevent to create a yashkim, and that would be a true taina rather than a false taina, and that would link in with the option of not of an inability to be mochel. Ma'ashen Kane, if we're talking about a takana which is for kavod, so then we can view it in one of two ways. You could view the kavod of Kal Benos Yisrael. You could view the kavod of each Bat Yisrael B'fnei Atzma. Then, you know, which she says that, thank you very, very much for your concern for my status. Baruch Hashem, my husband and I love one another very, very much. I don't need the status. It can be mochelet. The triach lei could substitute. Because again, we're talking about something which is individual. Then already yitzchein that we would have such options. Perhaps that we would have over here two nafkaminas in terms of our original question as to what was the nature of takonas benos Yisrael. That one nafkamina would be in terms of machila. The second is, could we substitute triyachalei, or would we view the takana more as a lokul? The more you're dealing with the takana for the klal, the more you move into the concept of lokul. The more you're dealing with the kind of individual, the more that we allow a certain latitude, as long as we don't get us to a degree of zilzul. That's what the Rav pointed out. As long as it's only individuals take advantage of it, rather than it would be a total sweeping movement. So then we would still be able to maintain the takana of Chazal. The moment it would undermine the takana of Chazal, then again you move back to the klal, and it wouldn't allow the individual to play a role over here. Yes? So that's where the Ran made his balance. He said that as long as the giving individual a certain latitude will not affect the takanas of Chazal in general, we'll give him the latitude. However, if it were to be a rush movement that would undermine takanas of Chazal, then no. So therefore, what did Chazal do? They didn't mention this in the Mishnah. So they left it for those who, in other words, they left it for the Rabbanim who knew the reason to be able to use it where they needed it. However, they didn't put in the Mishnah that it shouldn't be overused, in that would undermine the authority of Chazal. There are Rabbanim who, under certain circumstances, would be able to use a hetker that they know exists, but not to turn it into something that every individual could use according to his own whims. Yes?
According to
afterwards with understanding the shakti. So this mezana gives the man the amanus, or is it?
That's a side factor. The ikar is the shakti prevents a woman from being accused unjustly. It prevents 99% of situations where a husband capriciously would simply say, my wife was mezana as an amila.
But he had that amanus if he didn't have that mezana.
It depends what he claimed. It depends. If he claims tainas gamim, then he would have nemanus. Pesach pasuach, he may not have nemanus. And this gives nemanus also to Pesach pasuach. Even though Pesach pasuach is a tainah, he asks him, how do you know Pesach pasuach? How are you such an expert? So the chazaka gives him nemanus and Pesach pasuach. But that's a side benefit. The ikar takana was made with the takanas benos Yisrael to prevent an alilat shav. Now let's move over to a question that may be related or may not be related. That's the basis. But that's not what, in other words, it happens to give him two things. That's not why Chazal made the takana. They didn't make the shaftu for him, they made it for her. It's a psychological chazaka that the people, in other words, when it comes to putting in a lot of money, they don't put in a lot of money, stam kacha. And so if he put in a lot of money, kanareh he wanted to marry her. That's the assumption, that he wouldn't have put in all that money if he didn't want to marry her. See, if Becholder is coming with a tain of Pesach Pasuach, then kanareh he was really, really... Yeah. Okay. Now we come to the question of the relationship between Yashkin Odezin and Shaktu. How would you understand the relationship between these two factors? Let's start off with a working assumption that when Chazal made takanot, they would have sort of an eker factor, and then they would have side factors that would come in, an eker and a tafel. When Rav Moshe writes a tshuva, so he'll write a tshuva and he'll give an answer, and then he says he'll have a snif lehet or another snif lehet or another snif lehet. Those snifim on their own are not enough to be matir. But once already he has a basic heter, then he wants it, he can build it up with side benefits. We have over here a takana, which is based on Basula Nisei Siyom HaRavi. Takana Basula Nisei Siyom HaRavi. And we have two factors that are brought in. One, Yashkin Lebeistin, because of the world of Isa Beheter. And secondly, we have the din of Shaktu, that we want, whichever Shaktu we're talking about. Which would be the Iker and which is the Tafel? And what would be your strongest raya to that approach? That the Shema Yashkim Lebeisdin, Shema Yashkim Lebeisdin, that's the Iker, and the Shaktu is the Tafel? In terms of text, what would be your Iker raya in terms of text? The Mishnah. Namely, that the Mishnah, we pointed out, has to build a number of assumptions. Some of them it puts in the Mishnah, some of them leaves out of the Mishnah. So I would say, the Mishnah puts in the Iker reasons, and leaves out the Tafel reasons. That's what the Ran himself points out. The Ran says over there. Ve'od nireh. So again, on the Talmud Aleph, after he gave the reason of not putting in the concept of shaktu, that people shouldn't take advantage of it, the mishum shaktu bracha lo havei metaknei rabbanim leikuva mitzvah de nisum. They wouldn't push off marriages simply for shaktu or bracha per se. Ela mishum tanas besulin the milsa de isurahu hutzrichu liyaked with the sula yamin. The cave on Chautzakul Yachid, Yichdul of the Sula Rabbi, the Malay Tremei Echad the Shabbat Mishim Shaktu. Once already Chazavid at Tatlan, across the world of Isar the Heter, then they brought in Shaktu, Ubracha of Isar the Gemara. The cave on Chichdul of the Sula Yom Shal Bracha, Yeshvat Akanta Dida, Yichdul Amana Gamkeng, etc. But we have over here the real reason, the reason of Yashkim Abez and Efti Iker. On that basis, Chazal made a Takana, and then Shaktu was brought in for the details of the Takana, for expanding the Takana also perhaps in the world of Amana. Yeah? Why am I stressing this, that, you know, in terms of Ikar and Tafel? I mean, so it's obvious. Isn't it obvious? I mean, would anyone disagree? Would anyone say that Shaktu is Ikar and that Yashu Lades is the Tafel? Yeah?